We're doing those minute, and we'll take something from the Agadah. We say that the Jewish nation went down to Egypt, and they were mitzuyanim. They were exceptional there. They were their own people. And then it says that generation died, and the next generation became great in numbers, and they multiplied like insects multiply. They had six at a time, and they grew vayatzmu bimod meod, and they grew greatly, greatly. What does it mean, bimod meod? So the word me'od we know from Shema could mean wealth. And the pasuk could be indicating to us they became great in their wealth. They became focused on their wealth. Meaning the first generation that was in Egypt, they were focused on Torah. They were focused on growing in godly ways and being good people. That generation really wasn't bothered with forced servitude, forced labor. The next generation became focused on their wealth. Vayatzmu bim'od, they became great in their wealth, me'od, very much. That was their focus. When their focus became their wealth and they stopped focusing on being godly, good people, that's when the forced labor began, which is a rule throughout our exile. Whenever we lived up to our task of being godly, good people, the nations looked at us with awe. Whenever we went down and focused on becoming great in our wealth, in our monetary goods, that's when the nations looked down at us, viewed us as a threat. The Egyptians said, boy, they're bad people. They're a potential threat. They can ultimately be part of a rebellion, of a war that's from without and within. And that's when the forced labor begins.